If that doesn't get the message home, I don't think anything will. I've got to be honest with you, I did start to feel a bit sick myself, three quarters of the way through it. It's pretty difficult to watch. If that doesn't do it, nothing will. You've got to take your hat off to these people that are running this facility and how they thought about it. It's absolutely unbelievable. And what a great thing for children to learn from.
Can you give me some idea of how hard it was to lose your son?
It was bad enough losing him, but to spend every day now without him, it's just like living in a constant nightmare. And to be honest, every now and again you go back to day one and then you work through it again, and then you kind of, I don't know, your mind, your brain, your body sort of goes into shutdown. You shut down, you can seem to take things a bit easier, and then all of a sudden everything's heightened again and you go through that same. So it's like a circle. It's particularly difficult at Christmas now, because Christmas was Will. Birthdays, any holidays, and obviously the anniversary of his death. And to just live without him, it's just horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.